Okay, well, let me read the passage.
Yeah,
okay?
Thank you.
It says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. So, yes, we need to be careful how we can actually, prophesy things, speaking God's truth, yet not be ready in our spirits to do that. You know, there will be those, who are going to do things like that in Jesus' name. The passage even says that, they're going to do all these things in Jesus' name, but really their hearts are not there. Mm. Jesus says to them, I didn't know you, and so basically we have to be ready. Read his word. We pray in all situations. We have to be guided by the Spirit. Keeping those short accounts with the Lord. That was the point of Jesus' message even here, is that we need to keep watch. Be ready for the Lord, because he's going to return at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to be caught doing something that isn't right when he suddenly returns, kind of like the servant who beat his fellow servants when his master left and didn't return for a long time, like in, the parable in Matthew 24.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think about the power of words, Andrew? Because I think that maybe there's a little bit here where there might be alluding to that. Like, hey, like I talk about this and then all of a sudden something happens. Do you believe that? Not like the whole name it and claim it thing, but
right.
Do you believe in like the power of words like that? Like you can speak things into being?
I think sometimes we can do that. I know even when we're talking about ourselves, if you keep telling yourself something long enough, you kind of end up living it out. Like if you keep telling yourself, I can't do this.
Yeah.
You're pronouncing judgment on yourself. I can't do this. I can't do this. Well, guess what? You can't do it because you've told yourself you can't do it. Not to mean that as long as you keep telling yourself, I can do this. You can do anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
It's all within God's timing, all within his will. So basically I think we need to just make sure that, we keep a guard on our walk.
Yeah.
Because we don't know when Jesus is going to return.
Yeah, that's so true.
We need to be ready for when he returns, because we don't want to be the guy sitting there doing the things that we don't, we shouldn't be doing. And all of a sudden Jesus returns and we're like, hang on a second. Yeah. Let me,
Yeah, absolutely.
Jesus isn't going to give you more time to like, okay, stop what you're doing and smarten up.
Yeah, I'll come back in a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.